Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will not be disturbed. In a moment, you are going to become extremely relaxed. You will always remain in control. Now, lift up your eyes and find a spot on the wall or somewhere in front of you, slightly above your eye level. We are going to take 3 deep breaths together. We are going to do that while you are focusing on your chosen spot in front of you. Ready? Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now, that's it. Looking right up at your chosen spot in front of you, take another deep breath. Here we go. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now. And now the third and the deepest breath. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And this time, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Just allow yourself to relax completely. Allow each and every breath you take to help you relax more and more. And every word I say and every breath you take takes you down deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now direct your attention to your eyelids. Relax those eyelids completely. You are in control. Relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they absolutely will not work. In a moment, I am going to tell you to test those eyelids, and I want you to test them only when you're absolutely certain they will not work. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep relaxing the muscles around your eyes to the point where those eye muscles won't work. When you're absolutely sure they won't work, test them. All right, stop testing them. Get complete relaxation in those muscles around the eyes. Now, let that feeling of relaxation wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, allowing every single muscle to go completely loose and limp. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. in a moment. We are going to do this again. And when we do it the second time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling covered with a blanket of relaxation. In a moment, we are going to do this one more time. And when we do it the third time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling the waves of relaxation washing over your body, taking you down deeper and deeper into relaxation and helping you to access all of your subconscious and superconscious resources and to program your subconscious mind with the changes you desire to experience. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. You find that you can. With every breath you exhale, with every word I say, you go down deeper and deeper. Every breath you exhale, taking you down deeper and deeper, where you can feel better. And the deeper you go, the more confident, the more comfortable, the more secure you become. Now, that's complete physical relaxation. But I want to show you how you can get mental relaxation as well as physical. You are doing wonderfully with a physical relaxation. Now, you are going to relax mentally. This is how we are going to do it. I am going to begin counting from 100 backwards. And you can count aloud together with me. Each time I say a number, I am going to say deeper, relax. I want you to focus on that number in your mind and say it with me, followed by the words deeper, relax. Each time we say a number, double your relaxation. And by the time we get down to 96, you'll be so relaxed, there won't be any more numbers. You can make it happen, want it to happen, and watch it happen. Let's start counting. 100. Deeper, relaxed. Double your relaxation and watch the numbers start disappearing. 99. Deeper, relaxed. The numbers are disappearing now. There's absolutely nothing you want more other than relaxation. 98. Deeper, relaxed. The numbers are vanishing now. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Feeling more comfortable, more secure. 97. Deeper, relaxed. Make the numbers disappear now, feeling so good, so confident, so secure. 96. Deeper, relaxed. Just push all the numbers completely out of your mind, if you had not already, and notice how good you feel. The third stage of alchemical transformation is separation. Separation represents the rediscovery of our essence and the reclaiming of dream and visionary gold previously rejected by the masculine rational part of our minds. It is, for the most part, a conscious process in which we review formerly hidden material and decide what to discard and what to reintegrate into our refined personality. If you have completed the second stage of alchemical transformation, dissolving the thoughts and emotions that were clouding your higher vision, dissolving all of your preconceived ideas and beliefs about yourself and the world, and then some clarity and insight must have occurred in this process, revealing to you your mission and purpose in life, enabling you to clearly distinguish between that which is meaningful and that which is meaningless. With the insight you have gained into your original self, your values and priorities in life change. While before, your values may have been rooted in the physical reality, now your values become rooted in your spiritual reality. While before, you might have valued that which is impermanent, transient and perishable. Now you begin to value that which is permanent, unchangeable and eternal. You now have a clear vision of the meaningful life and the path you are to follow. You are also clearly aware of what thought processes and activities will lead you toward the realization of this higher vision you have recaptured and what will lead you astray. So you invest conscious effort in remaining on your path, knowing that in due time it will become a new habit. And you will also consciously remove yourself from those people, things, and circumstances that would lead you away from your desired destination. Your only allegiance at this point is to your true self, to your original self, not to fulfilling whims of other people. So you live your life centered and forever focused upon your destination and your higher vision. You no longer care about pleasing other people's egos, nor do you give any importance to whether they like or dislike what you may be thinking or doing, because you now know full well that your well-being depends on being true to your original self. While before, other people's opinions might have swayed you in different directions, And while you might have tried to please them, and you might have abandoned doing what you knew in your heart of hearts that you should be doing with your life, just for the sake of company, belonging, or approval, you now know that what other people think of you doesn't matter. That all will judge you and have their opinions according to their own limited perception, and that neither praise nor blame mean anything. The only thing that matters to you is putting all of your energy and focus into following the path of your highest destiny. Because you are now totally committed to living your higher vision, because your loyalty is only to your original self, people can no longer manipulate you. And you know exactly when you should help others and in which way, and when you should stay away. So you are completely at peace with the way you live your life now. At this stage, some people will naturally fall out of your life because you don't care to feed their egos anymore, and because they are unable to push your buttons anymore. You will also choose to separate yourself from all those people, things, and circumstances that are distracting you from pursuing the path of your highest destiny. In this stage of alchemical transformation, by the way you live your life, you are in effect openly demonstrating what is truly important and meaningful for you. Temptations may be still present, but you are no longer a blind and ignorant man who helplessly surrenders to them, but rather you can clearly see where each thought you choose, each action you take will lead you, and you make conscious choices. You can distinguish between an unconscious based impulse and a guidance from your original self. You are aware of the consequences of the thoughts you entertain and of the actions you engage in, and you take responsibility by discarding thoughts and impulses that would lead you astray, and holding onto those thoughts that will lead you to your destination. At this point, you choose to live consciously, and you learn to control your thoughts, what you let into your subconscious mind, and the thoughts you don't want, so you discard them. As you pay attention to your thoughts, you will also gain control of your emotions, of that which you say, and of the actions you engage in. No longer do you live unconsciously like a mechanical robot. At this point, you may realize that all of your thoughts are creative, and that all of your experiences in life begin with a single thought. You also realize that at any point in time, you can choose whether you want to focus upon that which is temporary and perishable, or upon that which is permanent and eternal. What you choose to focus upon, what you choose to see, will affect your perception of the world, and what you choose to do in any given situation. At this stage, you become fully committed to cultivate yourself, to nourish your life and your spirit on all levels of your being, through everything you think and say and do, even through the way you relate to other people and to the world in general. You choose a balanced lifestyle that supports your overall well-being. Eating nourishing food, engaging in physical exercise, feeding your mind with uplifting and inspiring thoughts, and surrounding yourself with all that which makes you feel more alive. You take care of your body because you know that it is your main alchemy lab. It is a vessel you need to complete the alchemical transformation. You take care of your mind and of the thoughts that go through your mind because you know that all thoughts you entertain in your mind are like seeds that will sooner or later produce fruits of their own kind. You open your mind fully and completely to the inspiration from Divine Spirit so that it can guide your steps and that all you need to know can be revealed to you. You take care of your emotions because you know that only peace and quiet create a fertile soil in which the seed of your spiritual nature can grow successfully. You open your heart to Divine Spirit so that it can nurture your soul. And you make sure to pull out any weeds from your spiritual garden, any thoughts and emotions that would tempt you and lead you astray. Just keep on plucking them out, transmuting them and dissolving them into the light, so that the roots of your spiritual self can take firm hold in you. If, for any reason, you still don't have a clear sense of your highest destiny, repeat this statement silently with me now. My highest destiny is now clearly revealed to me, now, in a way that I can clearly understand. If you do have a sense of your highest destiny, but are unsure about the most appropriate steps and actions needed to get there, you may silently repeat now. I am always divinely guided toward the fulfillment of my highest destiny. All that I need to know to fulfill my highest destiny is revealed to me now. And you may also add, I commit myself now to fulfill my highest destiny with all my mind, heart, soul, body, and strength. I commit myself to serve the infinite life. I commit myself to express my original self. Excellent. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. By the time I get to 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way. You will feel much better than before you started the session. 1. Feel the wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to your room completely now. 4. Bringing the sense of well-being with you. 5. Eyes open now, wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling greatly loved, feeling wonderful in every way, feeling much better than before. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Laura DiGiorgio.